For us, it's to finish as close as possible to the top and to win our remaining games. That's what is at stake for us.
In terms of your home form this year, it's the last home game of the season, of course. You lost that first one against Aston Villa. You've been unbeaten since. It's been a journey.
We started in the worst possible way, and after we regressed, and we have a good, strong home record, the restriction you would have is that maybe in the big games we didn't only make draws and not win in some of them. That's where maybe the missing points are at the moment, because we are very close to the top. And maybe some win, one or two more wins at home would have made that difference.
So what kind of challenge do you think you'll face against West Brom?
Challenge is to be, of course, beat West Brom means that if you look at the names that they have in the team, they are a good side. And to play for us, is the challenge is to play with a good focus and feel that we get stronger in every single game. What we recently have achieved, we have been better in every game and controlled much better the games compared to 1 month ago.
Wilson, since the defeat to Everton, it's been the FA Cup win against Wigan and three straight league wins. How pleased have you been with the response of your squad success?
One of the ingredients we had this season, I think, is the response when everybody was writing us off. We have always responded in a very strong way. That means that the mentality is very strong and healthy and united inside the camp. And we started the season with a big loss, big disappointment against Aston Villa, and we had to go 3 days later to Fenerbahce to play maybe the most important game of the season, and we responded in a very positive way. And we did that all season. I think overall in the season we have been remarkably consistent. We missed some vital games. You know, that's a regret we have of the season. Some turning points in the season away from home where we failed to turn up with the right performance. But overall, we have been remarkably consistent, because we have gone out in the Champions League against Bayern. We went into the final of the FA Cup playing many big teams. We are 7 points off Liverpool, who had only played one competition. So we have been consistent. But in the Premiership, I think we missed some games that we pay for it now.
And West Bromwich Albion, one of those teams in and around the bottom half who changed their managers this season. I know you're a big fan of giving managers a lot of time, but it doesn't seem to be working, does it?
Look, I believe that technical stability is important. That if you change too many times managers, football will suffer from it. The young players will suffer from it. Nobody will give a chance to any young player. If he knows that the next game he loses, he's out. It will no young player anymore will have a chance. And therefore, one of the things, characteristics of the season 2013-14 in the Premier League, it's the first time since I'm here in England that so many managers in the Premier League have been changed. And that trend looks, it will be interesting at the start of next season to see who started the Premier League in 2013 and who will start in 2014. And we might be amazed by how many managers have changed. That is not good for the quality of the game.